It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. It was 50 years ago this month that Chicago's Ramsey Lewis accomplished the unlikely. He hit the number 5 position on the Billboard pop charts with a jazz instrumental version of a Dobie Gray pop song. In this edition of GLT Jazz Next, Lewis details the importance of jazz and shares how hitting the upper echelons of the pop chart transformed his career.
Hi, I'm Ramsey Lewis. I love music. Well, I love piano in particular. In fact, that's my instrument. I live in Chicago, which is a big musical town, all kinds of music that whatever you love, you can hear it here in Chicago. I'm just having fun with life, and I'm sure you're having fun now because you're listening to GLP Jazz. Whether we need it or not, it is America's only original art form that we contribute to the stage of world culture. If you look at all the countries from around the world and say, oh, well, this came from them. Oh, ballet. Oh, well, what came from America? You can say country western, maybe. I think the only original, if you want to say, art form is jazz. Also, it's one of the few musics from around the world where the accent is on theme and development and improvisation on the spur of the moment. So it's a very important music. Young people need to know about the music, and there was a time when that happened too. I went to a public high school here in Chicago. It was multicultural. We had a jazz band. In those days, the instruments were provided by the school. The chemistry lab was all supplied by the school. I mean, we had a great school. A lot of kids went on and did other things with their lives, and some kids were exposed to jazz, and so if the word need is ever used by me, I think that culturally, young American students should at least be exposed to something that is original and originally from our country. L.D. Young, Red Holt, and I were in Washington, D.C. We were going to record that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and we had all our songs together. We got in a few days early because we were going to record, and we needed one more song. The In Crowd was our 17th album. Our last two or three albums before that, we got in the habit of doing a song that we called like a dessert song, a fun song, if you will, to complete a meal, if you will. And we didn't have one of those for this album. We needed something just kind of light and gay and fun. And we were sitting there in a coffee shop, which had a jukebox in those days. Coffee had shops, no big deal for them to have a jukebox. The waitress came over. I think her name was Nettie Gray, because we stopped there a lot of times. And what are you guys doing? Well, we're trying to find a song. What kind of song? Well, you know, something catchy or fun or danceable or, you know, easy going. Have you ever heard The In Crowd? LD and Red had heard The In Crowd. I had not. She said, well, it's on a jukebox. It's really big, Ramsey. You should have heard it by now. She played it. I said, oh, right, that song.
I'm in with The In Crowd. I go where The In Crowd goes. I'm in with The In Crowd. And I know what The In Crowd knows. Any time of the year, don't be here.
listened to it. I said, yeah, we can do that. You know, it's simple, it's easy, you know. So we bought the record. We had a little phonograph we carried on the road with us and bought it on a 45. And we played it a few times at the hotel. We learned it, went down, and we rehearsed it a couple times. We didn't expect a lot from it. In our minds, it was something that was just going to fill out the album. We had what we called the appetizer, the entree, the meat of the album, and then we wanted this fun song, and we thought this would be great.
We make every minute count, yeah, our share is always the biggest amount. Other guys imitate us, but the original's still the greatest.
That Thursday night, we were finishing our set, so we said, let's finish with that new song. And you know, it's interesting. The Bohemian Caverns in Washington, D.C. was the big jazz bastion of where when Thelonious Monk came to town, when Coltrane came to town, and Johnny Griffin. I mean, these hard boppers. This was where they played. So it's the kind of crowd we had. Not all, because some of those people obviously didn't take to our music, but some did, and we had our own fans. But anyway, the place went bananas. They started clapping their hands and patting their feet. A couple of people were over at the bar dancing. And we just looked at each other like, "What? What's going on?" So after the set, Esmond Edwards was our producer. He says, "God, you guys really picked a good one there." We were like, "Well, I guess we did." So we Thursday night, two sets. Friday night, two sets. Saturday night, three sets. Each set we ended with that song, and every time we ended it, the place would go crazy. Even at that, we figured, oh, you know, okay, so we'll put it on the album. I think we recorded it in April or March or something, and the album came out in June. It was early fall, September, October. We got a call from the Chess people saying, I think you guys got a hit. I said, what do you mean a hit? What do you say? Well, that song you recorded called The In Crowd. I said, yeah. People are going in the record stores asking for it. You know, my life changed permanently. Up until that point, I mean, you know, we had to call ahead to see, well, how much are the hotel rooms? Okay, we'll stay there. And we had various places in each town that we knew we could get dinner for a certain price. And when that happened, I'll never forget, in Washington, D.C., there was this hotel. Every time we'd pass it, somebody would say, you know, Ella Fitzgerald stays there. We couldn't afford to stay there. Well, the first time I stayed there, it was because of the In Crowd. And I said, this is really great. I can get used to this. And the other thing that was obvious to me, we'd go into a restaurant we hadn't been in before, and before we looked at what was on the menu, we'd look at the price side, where the prices are. So it was great to go into places that we'd always wanted to visit and have fun without figuring, oops, is that in the budget? Of course, that could get out of hand, too, so we had to be careful. But that's the first thing I noticed, besides the crowds. We had begun drawing pretty good crowds anyway, but when the In Crowd really hit, as you know, it was like a pop record, so we started drawing huge crowds, and that was fun. Hi, I'm Ramsey Lewis. You're listening to GLP Jazz.
You're listening to The In Crowd. 50 years ago this month, Ramsey Lewis hit the number 5 position on the Billboard pop music charts with this Dobie Gray cover. You can hear the music of Ramsey Lewis as well as other jazz legends and up-and-comers by clicking Jazz Radio at the top of WGLT.org.